99V, mobile.
This is KQ4LOO. I did not catch your call sign.
4LLO. Good afternoon, sir. Name here is Leon. Spoke the other day. It's November Charlie, 9 Victor in C9V.
Okay, that would be Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Tau. Yeah, I remember your name, Leon. How you doing?
See down the rain today? I know I was in it this morning. Luckily I brought my rain jacket, so I was prepared.
Work outside, so but I got a covered wagon as far as my forklift is concerned. It's got a roof, windows, doors, windshield wipers, the whole nine. So, but I've been out in it all day.
Equipped for it. It means a lot. Nothing like getting wet first thing in the morning and then having to go squishing all day long, you know? Makes it for a miserable day.
Roger that. But the problem is my forklift has a leak in the glass roof, so it does, I do get a little bit wet, but it kind of does make for, like, aggravation, like drip on my hand or whatever, my leg. I'm like, ah!
For a little glue to go in there. Plug it that back up. No need to get wet if you don't have to. I'm a firm believer in that. Believe me, my previous occupation, I spent enough days out in the rain, prepared and unprepared. Just comes with the territory, I guess.
Did electrical work for 11.5 years, and I had to be out in the freezing rain whenever it came, the snow and the ice and everything else, too. So, yeah, it's definitely an upgrade, considering that.
Any big plans for the evening? Are you already off work?
Off of work, but I've got a pool tournament tonight. I'm on a pool league, the APA pool league, and I play out of the Moose Lodge. So, yes, this is my late night of the week. I might have one tomorrow night in case I decide to go play another tournament at another location. And it's usually fun. It's just for fun. A lot of people from Wednesday night are people that play on Tuesday nights.
Do that. He used to play a lot of the tournaments. He'd even win a little bit of money every now and then. But he was pretty good at it. He had his own little queue and all that. I never got that good. My wife's father, he had a regulation-sized pool table in his den. We used to go out there and play pool a lot. So that's probably where we're
at. Wednesday nights, there's a potential to win money, but you got to be able to actually win the whole thing. And this is mainly for fun. But as far as Tuesday nights are concerned, and it's an 8-ball league, and Thursday nights are the 9-ball league. I'm considering getting in on that because I'm not too bad at that. But 8-ball, I'm mediocre. I'm gonna put it that way. I'm somewhere in the middle.
Put me. I don't know. I like to say I'd be mediocre or medium. I don't know. A friend of mine lives in Columbia. His brother used to do the bowling thing, and he was in the bowling leagues. And he was in the amateur league, but you know they have some of the things they get a prize. There's a prize purse or something, and he was bringing up some serious money in the bowling. Pretty profitable. He's probably still doing it. I don't know.
Bowling league when I was a teenager and stuff, and our team actually won a few trophies. Like I said, we were on that league. It was growing up, of course, but still, we actually won a few trophies from that. So.
Many moons ago, that's how me and my wife started dating, I guess. We'd meet up at the bowling alley, and they'd have a special. I forget how much it was. It was like $5 or $10, and you get a lane for the whole night. Wasn't much at all. Man, they wouldn't check IDs. we get adult beverages and have a good old time. That was back in the day.
Dad, I'm about to turn 51 next week, and I'm permanently disabled in my wrist now, so I'm kind of limited in being able to actually toss a ball now. It'd be fun if I could. So I don't know. I might get out there and try it one night, and hopefully I don't end up regretting it where I can't go to work the next day and drive. Actually drive. You know what I mean? So.
don't lose an income. Income is important. So I'm trying to nurse my knee along. It hurts every now and then, but I can deal with that. I'm not going to have surgery anytime soon, that's for sure. And this is NC9B.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Leon. I'm going to go back to my video. I just have my radio just in case somebody decided to check in. And I just recently, as a matter of fact, yesterday, installed this ICOM 2730B radio, and that's the main reason I had it on. I really wanted to see if I could get a decent signal in and out, and obviously you're coming in clear, and I guess I take it I'm coming in clear too, so.
Think to it. Sounds really good. But I'll let you get back to whatever, and good to have your conversation. Good talking to you again. And Val, take care. JQ4LLO NC9B Clark.
NC9B KQ4LOO signing out.